Adam Huckery did that.
I mean, that guy's just a man, isn't he?
Yes.
Love that guy.
How cool is it to see him step up after your little beef with
Benoit? It means a lot. It just gives you a sense of being welcomed into the locker room. He's obviously a guy who I respect a lot, guy who's taught me a lot since I've been here, so it felt good.
Yeah. And in a larger sense, how much did your team's physicality start to push this back the other direction after a first period? I'm thinking you guys didn't like too much.
Yeah, we came out in the first. I didn't think we were as physical as we could have been. And as the game went on, especially with Goody's fight, like kept going and picking away at it, and eventually ended up going for us.
Yeah. Are they one of the teams that maybe doesn't like physicality? Is that how you have to play them?
I don't know. I mean, they're definitely a bit of a more skilled team. Yeah. And guys that don't like to be hit as much.
Yeah.
Anytime you take away time and space from good players, they get uncomfortable. So that's definitely the plan every time you're playing against a team like that. So we definitely got to be as physical as possible when playing against teams like that.
How cool did it feel? You guys have stood here and answered questions about blowing third period leads a lot. How good did it feel to sort of go the other direction?
Yeah, it felt great. I know we have it in this locker room, and it felt amazing to see one go the right way.
Take us through your 5-5 goal.
Came kind of behind the net in our zone, came around, and Johnny, I don't know how he got that puck through, sauced it right on my tape, and started the rush, got around the first guy, and just tried to get it through the defenseman's triangle, ended up going in, so it was awesome.
That was the pass from sort of through traffic in front of
him.
Kind of risky.
Yeah, for him, no pass is risky.
Yeah, right. He's
a guy who can make anything look easy, so.
This is two out of the three games against these guys, 6-5 final in overtime. Kind of wild games in two different ways for both of them. But just, I mean, how much do you enjoy kind of playing that team? You know, it's the team that you grew up probably watching in a little bit there in Hamilton. Yeah. How much fun is it for you to play in the league?
So much fun. I mean, when you go to games as a kid, you dream about being on that ice and playing against those types of players. A lot of guys on that team are guys that I've watched for quite a while now, and trying to model my game after, so it's really cool to try and get in that game and have an impact. So it's really cool. It's definitely a dream come true, and it's been a lot of fun.
How electric was the building tonight? Did you hear the back and forth, the go Leafs go, and
CBJ? Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Even though I don't like having that many Leafs fans in the stands, they're a fan base that travels, and they're a fan base that's pretty big. So it's definitely cool to see in the environment.
Kind of a unique experience, right? With like, it was, I don't know if it was half and half, but it sounded like it was, with them going after each other.
Yeah, I mean, I kept hearing "Go Leafs, go" during the anthem, and it was kind of annoying, but it's like I said, it's really cool to see that type of rivalry in my own head, and see their fans come out and support them that way. I think it was really, really cool.
Yeah. How much kind of some of those post-whistle skirmishes and things like that, those fire you up sometimes? You seem like a pretty intense guy as it is. Does that take it even higher?
Yeah, I mean, I like getting my nose in there and mucking it up a little bit sometimes. I think it gets everybody's juices flowing, gets the game going faster and a little bit more physical. And I think when things start to go that way, it kind of plays in our favor and the way we want to play. So as much as we can do that, that's a lot better for us.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.